I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. Our next story is about a Korean woman with a lot of determination. Kim Ji-young decided to get into modeling, even though she didn't see anyone else in the Korean fashion industry who looked like her. She's what's known as plus size, though Korea doesn't really have plus size models. Jason Strother in Seoul tells us how Kim broke that barrier.
Kim Ji-young struts down the runway dressed in a black corset and a leather skirt. She got her break in modeling after sending her photos to LA's 2010 Full Figure Fashion Week. Kim is 5'5", 154 pounds. That ranks her as curvy in the U.S., but a lot bigger than the average 20-something woman in South Korea.
When I was in LA, I was too skinny to do plus-size modeling. But in Korea, I'm just a fat woman, yeah.
And in plastic surgery crazy Korea, there's also a lot of pressure for women to be skinny. Kim says Korean women, like her, have a hard time finding clothes that fit them. Anything above an American size 6 is considered plus size here. She says she's a size 8.
I'm kind of alien in Korea. People who plus size in Korea, they are not interested in a social life. They don't go to the shopping.
They don't want people staring at them.
Yeah.
And everyone constantly reminds them how big they are, she says.
My mother always said to me, you are so fat, you have to be lose your weight. And my friends, when I met my friends and they said, you're fat or lose your weight.
Kim says at first her parents didn't want her to get into modeling, but now they're proud of what she's accomplished. In addition to L.A., she's done runway shows in Miami and the Caribbean. Kim's been a finalist in photo contests for Benetton and American Apparel. But still, no Korean fashion shows or magazines have given her work. So she started her own magazine that features plus-size models.
Yeah, I just want to make a job for me.
I went with Kim to a printing house as copies of her magazine came off the presses. It's called 66-100, the maximum sizes in centimeters, respectively, for women's and men's clothing sold in Korean retail shops. Kim is an 88. On the cover, Kim is clutching a chunk of fried pig's feet with her manicured fingertips. The picture goes with the feature article, Innocent Pleasure. Kim writes, you shouldn't feel guilty for eating what you like. She also says you shouldn't feel ashamed of what you look like. 66-100's motto is, no matter what, you are beautiful. And her magazine has inspired other women here to give modeling a shot. 23-year-old Lee Hyun-kyung poses for 66-100's online clothing shop. She wears a Korean size 99. A year ago, Lee won the magazine's makeover contest and says modeling changed her life.
I was afraid to have my picture taken. Compared to other people, I look bigger. I always look sad in pictures. I thought I was ugly. Now my friends and family say I seem so much happier, and they say they never knew how pretty I was.
Kim Ji-young has many supporters for her magazine, but there are still plenty of haters, and the harshest remarks appear online.
That comment, I'm really upset because it makes hurt other people who support me or other people who are plus size.
But Kim says she thinks she's taken away the power of those online insults.
Yeah, I captured a whole comments and printed in our mag this issue. So you can find it. Yeah, they couldn't hurt me anymore.
For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.
You can see photos of Korea's first plus-size model at PRI.org.